Why don't we go ahead and get started? We're recording this so we can, we'll have it archived on the website. I was looking up, trying to find a bio for you, Ned, and I couldn't find one.
Well, let me get the
I know that I'm sitting in your chair now. From about, 14 and a half years ago?
Yep.
And you went to got married and went to dairy farming. And I'll let you take it from there.
Okay. Well, disabilitywork.com is a website that is very similar to the toolbox. And there's a reason for that. And that is when I was working for Breaking New Ground, I, along with several others, wrote the toolbox. So if you see similarities in the way the two are laid out, it's because the same brain was working on them both. But about 7 years ago, I had the thought that if farmers with disabilities want to keep working, there's probably a lot of other tradesmen that want to keep working too. And farmers do just about every trade. Some days a farmer's a veterinarian, other days a farmer is a mechanic, and other days he's operating heavy machinery. Some days he's plumbing or doing electrical. Some days he's cutting down trees around his fields. It's just, it's kind of the king of the hands-on job. So my idea was, I've been working with farmers that have disabilities for 13 years. Why not take everything I've learned from the farmers, put it together in a website, and make it searchable for people of all different trades, groundskeepers, landscapers, welders, truckers, and of course, farmers too, carpenters, people taking care of their own home maintenance, mechanics. And originally, I was just going to have it be an informational website and just kind of do it as a service to these different tradespeople to encourage them that they can keep working. And I started calling companies that were manufacturing adaptive tools and equipment. And one of the first calls I made was to a man named Paul Meeks. That Great Day Manufacturing, he makes a backrest for a four-wheeler. And I told him what I was going to be doing, and he says, "For crying out loud, Ned, you're doing all the work for a catalog. All you have to do is put a price on it and sell it." He said, "It might pay for your efforts." And so he said, even if somebody just uses it for information, that's great, but if they wanted to buy it, then here it is. So I took his advice and set it up as an online retail store, but understanding the root purpose of this is to encourage hands-on workers, tradesmen with disabilities, that they can indeed keep doing their jobs. They don't have to quit their work and go sit on the couch and collect a check. But anything that we can do to encourage people with disabilities to work to their potential, that's the goal. That's the primary purpose for this website. So, does everyone have access to the internet where you're sitting?
Yes.
Yeah, I brought up your website now.
Okay. So if you go to disabilityworktools.com, that'll take you to the homepage, and you see right there, front and center, Work to Your Potential. And that's the mission statement and four words. So let's say somebody is a carpenter in the building trades and they want to know what's all available for them. Hover over shop by job in the upper middle of the homepage. Hover over shop by job. Take your cursor down and click on construction, building trades, and woodworking.
Wow.
And that's going to take you to 90 different ideas for how a carpenter or someone in silk trades could keep doing their job. Now, what if you don't want to sort through 90 different product ideas? Over on the left-hand side of the screen, once you've clicked on construction and building trades, over on the left-hand side, you see it says filter by. You can go down to where it says shop by disability under filter by and click on the little triangle that's pointing to shop by disability. And that gives you the options of a disability type. So now, let's say you're a carpenter who has a hand, arm, or shoulder limitation. You click on hand, arm, shoulder, and it filters the products. Now you're down to 51 different ideas that would help a carpenter or someone in the building trades who has a hand, arm, or shoulder limitation. If you're the same carpenter and you sort of know what kind of tool type you're looking for, you can, in the filter by section, you can click the little triangle next to shop by tool type. And you can filter as much detail as you would like. Let's go under shop by tool type and click the triangle beside shops, tools, and buildings. And then we're going to select woodworking. That narrows it down to 5 different items. And on the left-hand side, it says currently filtered by. If you wanted to remove the hand, arm, shoulder limitation, you just click that X. Now it's only filtered by woodworking and construction. Gives you some seats. So that's an example of how the site can be used. Let's go through another scenario. Let's say I'm a person who had a stroke. Well, let's stop a minute. If I went through that too fast, maybe you have questions. Did I lose you, or should we go through another example?
I found it fine.
Okay. So let's start again. At the top of the page, we're going to click on Shop by Disability this time. We're going to hover over Shop by Disability and go down to Stroke. That gives us 179 different tools that could help someone who had a stroke. It's not filtered by any job or any tool type. It's just anything that could help someone with a stroke. So if you got to this point right here and you go down in the second row of items, there's a mitt scrub and wash mitt. And you could look at that and think, oh, that's interesting, and click on it. So once you've clicked on the mitt scrub link, it takes you to a product page. It gives a quick overview. Workers with gripping disabilities can wash and scrub without holding a handle. So if you have arm strength but are impaired in being able to grip, you could slide your hand into this and use it like a brush. As you scroll farther down on the product page, you come to a section called Disability Use Text, and that's where I have described how this item would be useful for someone with a disability. It so happens that this mitt was designed for grooming animals, but it has a lot more uses. Anyone needing to use a brush for anything around their home or other work site, this allows a worker to use a brush. And then at the bottom of the product page is additional information that gives the exact details. It's 7.5 inches long, it has nylon bristles, etc. And while you're looking at the mitt scrub, you might notice over to the side there's other related products that might go along with it. There's a hoof stand. So maybe someone who's getting this mitt scrub for grooming their horse, what's the hoof stand about? And click on that. And that will jump you to the hoof stand product. So that's another example. if you come to the site and you're kind of mind-boggled and don't know how to use all the categories, etc., there's just a general search box at the top of the page. Let's use an example of somebody who comes to the site and they're looking for something for their ATV. So in the search box, you can type in ATV and hit search, and that just brings up a lot of products that are related to ATVs, whether it's something you can pull behind an ATV, or a power loader for lifting things onto the ATV, or a backrest for the ATV. It's going to bring up any item that has the word ATV in its page. So if you scroll down, you might see a spring-loaded automatic gate and say, why is that ATV? Well, on the automatic gate page, I talk about driving through it with an ATV, so that's why that came up. But this gets you, the general search box will get you close. And then once you've done the search, if you decide you want to filter everything in the ATV category for shop by a job, over on the left-hand side, you can click that drop-down arrow and click on animal health, and we'll see anything that could help someone in the animal health industry. So you have to play with it a little bit to get used to using it, but I tried to make it intuitive so that if someone comes here and their primary thought is, I have an arm amputation, they can go and filter by their disability first. If they come here and their primary thought is, I'm a mechanic, they can go shop by job, click on mechanic and auto maintenance, and see that first. Or if they come to the site and their primary thought is, I got to figure out a way to clamp down my projects when I'm welding, because I only have one hand, I can't hold things together anymore, then you click on shop by tool type and go straight to metalworking. So there's really four different ways of searching: either the general search, shop by the tool, shop by the job, or shop by the disability. So in a nutshell, that's the Disability Work Tools website. And I have a lot more ideas than I have time or sense. And so I'm slowly adding additional products. And my goal for the future is to have a specialist for each job type, who would be responsible for researching and adding additional products for their enterprise. So I have a young man who is a groundskeeper and is only able to use one arm. So for instance, I've asked him to keep his eyes open for any tools and equipment in the groundskeeping industry that could be helpful to someone with a disability. And I have a veterinarian working with me who had a stroke. His name is Pat Gaston, and if you read the About Us section, he's on there. So he had a deep brain stroke. He's not paralyzed in any way, but he suffers from fatigue and seizures, different things. And yet he's very familiar with animal health products, and so he's sort of my animal health specialist. I have a background of many years in the farming industry. I continue to make maple syrup and have a small farm here in Michigan, so that's my expertise. I also have experience in the construction and building trades, but going forward, that's the plan for this website, is to continue adding more and more products. You notice as you look through these products that the majority of them are available from Home Depot, Lowe's, Northern Tool. They're regular tools and equipment that the general public would use. The uniqueness of this site is that those same tools, let's choose an example. Go to the general search box at the top of the page where it says search the entire store, and type in the word darkening.
Should I only get one item?
It brings up one item, the automatic darkening welding helmet, which is a commonly used item in most welding shops. But as agribility professionals, we know that there are great benefits to a worker who has a disability in using a auto-darkening welding helmet. We also know that at least the majority of the farmers in Michigan are using the old-style clamp it on your head and give your head a good jerk to get the helmet to flop down when you're ready to start welding, and then lift it back up with your arm when you need to see again. So this is an example of an off-the-shelf product that was not designed specifically for someone with a disability. But if you go down to the disability use text, you can read how this would help. An auto-darkening welding helmet allows a worker with one hand to see through the shaded glass until the instant the welder starts making light. Then the glass darkens to protect his eyes without ever dropping the welder. Otherwise, the worker would need to use one arm to lift his welding helmet when lining up the parts. Welding with one hand, workers with an arm, shoulder, or hand injury may not be able to use a second hand to stabilize the stinger while welding. One of the best ways to improve control is to use an auto-darkening helmet. When you don't need to jerk your head to drop the helmet into place, your hand doesn't move away from the intended starting position. And then I do go on to say this helmet would make welding more difficult for a worker with low vision. Sometimes an accommodation for one condition has negative impacts on other human factors. It's the balance and challenge required when recommending assistive technology. So the disabilityworktools.com website is trying at its core to encourage tradesmen and hands-on workers who have disabilities to keep doing their jobs and work to their full potential. That includes many products like this helmet that are off the shelf. It also includes products like the Power Horse wheelchair driver. If we go to shop by tool type, if you're at the disabilityworktools.com website, go to the top and click on shop by tool type. Then go to outdoor mobility, pickup truck, ATV. And click on power wheelchairs and scooters. Once you get there, you see shade canopies for mowers and tractors, off-the-shelf items, but then there's the Power Horse wheelchair driver in the top row. That is something specifically for, designed for, and created for people with disabilities who are using wheelchairs. So, the site is not entirely comprehensive yet because people keep inventing new tools and equipment that can help. So I think as long as this website's in existence, it's going to be expanding. Steve can attest to that with his work on the toolbox, that probably in the last 10 years, has it quadrupled in size, Steve?
Well, it's over 1,100 products now.
We've probably
got another 200 to 300 in the works right now.
Yeah, so there's always new inventions and ideas coming out. Most of them are not intended for someone with a disability, but certainly have a great use for it. So, does anyone have questions about this website or how to use it, or questions for me?
Just curious, you said that a lot of these products could be found at Home Depot and things. Is there a way to tell where they're available at?
Well, that's the service of this website.
Okay.
Is that you can get them here.
Okay.
However, you come here and get an idea and say, I'll bet that's at Home Depot, you're probably right.
Okay.
And I think a lot of, I have between 70 and 80 visitors to the site every day, and I sell about one item a day. So if that gives you any idea, there's a lot of people coming and using this as a resource and probably saying, why should I have that shipped to me from Michigan? I'll just go down the street and buy it. And that's fine. The site's serving its purpose when that happens. So, but if for convenience sake they click buy it, that's great. Maybe someday it'll start paying for itself.
How many products are you exclusive distributor for?
Exclusive? Oh, maybe 10.
Okay.
Not very many.
I know the Power Horse.
Yep, the Power Horse wheelchair driver is one of them that I'm involved with manufacturing. The Stay Fast hitches, automatic wagon hitches, I manufacture. Some of the all-terrain creepers, mechanics creepers. I've designed a powered lift seat mechanics creeper. I haven't put that up on the site yet, but that's another invention of mine. Long-handled soil probe handle. So I'd say there's probably 10 of my own inventions or items that I'm manufacturing that are on this site. But the majority of them are, I'm simply the retailer.
Okay.
Or someone else who manufactures them.
Are you still doing the Tommy John hitch?
Yes. I just shipped a Tommy John hitch to Colorado.
Okay. Good.
So,
I've made those recommendations, and you've been the source of it, so.
Thank you. For quite a while, it was backordered, the PTO quick hitch.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have parts, but they do now.
Okay.
So.
So there was a lot of family dynamics going on.
Yeah.
While, so. Good that's straightened out. I like the product.
Yeah, it's a great product. If anyone has suggestions or ideas how to make the site more useful or more helpful to someone with a disability, I am all ears and happy to adapt. The goal is to help as many people, encourage as many people as possible to keep working. So don't be shy if you have ideas for me.
Ned, this is Maureen in Brockville in Ontario. I'm wondering if you could make the text larger or provide options where the text could be bigger.
I'm writing that down.
you can do
it. And on screen.
I see.
Do Control Plus on your computer or enlarge it.
Control Plus on any website increases the. It zooms in. Control Plus and Control Minus zooms in and zooms out. So that might be helpful.
Because that may not be something that a person would just, I didn't know that. And so that would, you know, even if that was just mentioned at the very top.
That's a good idea.
And yes, it does work very well.
Ned, I noticed you have your blog on the top there too. Looks like you occasionally put things on there, just informational things.
The blog is a variety of different topics. Yeah, sometimes it's a product, sometimes it's an event, sometimes it's talking about, like the last one I did was assistive technology assessments. So if you would like, I have an email newsletter. If you would like to get that, it goes out once a month. Just talking about a highlighting a product or situation. So feel free to browse the blog. There might be, I think there's sometimes it's kind of my philosophy on life. Sometimes it's a assistive technology product. Sometimes it's an event. I think the next one I'm going to do is I'm just going to talk about making maple syrup and how much fun it is. Because that's what's on my brain.
Sounds
That'd
interesting.
Be interesting. For us out here who don't have maple trees.
Well, you might look at accessibility on that.
Yeah, I set my own sugar bush up in a fairly accessible way, using tubing to gather the sap instead of buckets, so I can gather all of my sap using a pump.
Okay.
Instead of lifting and carrying lots of buckets. But just today, I was getting a big armload of firewood off of the pile and carrying it over to put it in the fire, and I thought, boy, I need a cart for doing this. So I'm tempted to just go to my website and shop by tool type and go to the firewood section and get me a cart coming.
Go for it.
You need something for the ice and snow, too.
Yeah, we've got a sled, but now the snow all went away and I've just got mud, so.
Uh-huh.
Get a firewood cart with big fat tires for pulling over mud.
And Ned, to subscribe to the newsletter, just go to the homepage and put the email address in there, name, where it says subscribe to our mailing list.
That's right. Go to the homepage, put in your email address and your first and last name and click subscribe. And then it will send you an email to confirm. So check your junk mail, because sometimes the confirmation email gets filtered out. Check your spam folder.
It's good information, Rick.
Yeah, I just subscribed. I'm anxious to see it. This whole site's really great, Ned. It's just a good resource. I had never checked it out before, and it's just a good resource for finding tools, tool types, disability types. So appreciate it.
Very user-friendly.
Yeah, for sure.
If you have any more specific questions or ideas, I am going to be at the National Training Workshop in Rochester, and hopefully we'll have a Power Horse wheelchair driver there for demonstration.
Good.
So look me up there. And
I think you're going to be in the AT show and tell also, I believe.
Yeah. I think Kylie emailed and asked me for some more information for that, and I didn't get back to her yet. But yeah, that's the intention in the AT show and tell section.
I'm moderating that session, so. And I think you're speaking in one of the breakout sessions also.
Yes, I have I'm doing a talk on grain bin accessibility. One of my agribility clients here in Michigan has just a real nice setup. He's got arthritis in his knees and quite a few adaptive items for his grain bins. So I was going to use him as kind of a case study and talk about making grain bins accessible.
Good. Any other questions for Ned? Appreciate it, Ned. Really do.
Yeah, thanks, Ned.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
I keep seeing your name every once in a while around here.
Hopefully in a good light.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I might say we're going to, as a community of interest, going to meet for breakfast on Tuesday morning at the NTW and see if we can't maybe map out our next year, what we want to do and how we might want to do it, and kind of a planning session.
What's for breakfast?
I don't know. Kylie's in charge of that, not me.
Okay.
You won't go
I'll
hungry,
bring the maple
I know that.
I'll bring the maple syrup.
Okay.
Good.
I plan to get in late Monday night, so I won't be there for the reception, but then try to make it for the breakfast Tuesday morning.
Well, I'd have to look at the schedule, but I think we're going to have a session on maple syrup.
Yeah, it seems the one of the farmer veterans.
Yeah. And if I remember right, Bill got him to commit to bringing small samples with him for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great idea.
I think Bill's paying for it, so.
Well, might as well support one of our clients, right?
You bet, you bet.
I'm trying to think of who in Michigan here, growers that I've worked with that would have a product to bring to the workshop. Probably something in the fruit industry, I'd say.
Well, we had put out, contacted vendors out of the suppliers out of the toolbox up in the Northeast, about the NTW, and we've got some that are, they're sending products for the auction.
Okay.
So, getting some interesting stuff. Anything else? If not, we'll let you go, let you get back to watching the ball games, and we will see you on Monday the 13th of April, and then meet together as a community of interest on that Tuesday morning, and be ready for a jam-packed national workshop.